Welcome to the Braving the Waves podcast, stories of unsinkable resilience and resolving stigma. I'm your host, Michaela, and I am so excited to welcome you to season two. Each week, we will explore anonymous stories and poems, and sometimes you'll hear my voice, other times you'll hear others and their contributions. You'll leave with a refreshing take on storytelling that takes a deeper dive into a specific moment or experience. My hope is that it will encourage you to venture deeper into and perhaps share your own story, which you will now be welcome to do through our submission form. Thank you so much for listening. That's a step in and of itself. And I so hope you enjoy this week's episode. Hey everyone, I hope that you are doing as well as you can be today. And our poem this week reflects on something that I believe many students can relate to right now, coming home from college or university for the spring and summer. However, I think this can also apply to returning home after having been away for a long time as well. The episode looks at the possible tension between the comforts or familiarity of a childhood home and the newfound kind of freedom and independence that we seek as young adults, perhaps realizing for the first time that we aren't merely extensions of our parents or guardians. And it's a very strange feeling returning to a place that hasn't changed when we very much have. And the poem is written in a loose sapphic ode, which is four stanza sections called quatrains. And the first three lines of each have 11 syllables and the fourth has five. And this form is usually very formal and lyric and ceremonious, written and recited to celebrate ideas, people, places, etc. And you probably learned about it at some point in school. And though I've stretched the stitching of the form a little bit, I hope that it fits as a way to reflect on and inherently honor one of the deepest moments of knowing in our lives. And so I will share the poem with you now. When I hiked through my front door after the first 4 month block away, I noticed I'd split in half. I'd changed and grown, but home? It hadn't, no. And I'm navy blue here, where everyone waits to cater to me, cook me veggie lasagna, wash my boxers, vacuum my bedroom floor, vinegar my sink, scrub my soiled dishes, help me pay for doctor's visits, groceries. It's comfortable, familiar, and safe, yet suffocated, stunted, trapped. Never in danger, but not free. Where and when are my parents not part of me? In different things I now see and believe. I want to feel I'm nearly 20, yet in loving, always we. Why is it far that I want to run from here and fast to separate fear from mournful tears? Of anger, no, of confliction, bittersweet. To see and hear them offering a tender nest of sharing love while speaking to my soul. Take risks. Grow, fly, yes. My mistake, I know, was thinking I was new. Fresh, crisp green against the pale, stale beige of the same house, same parents. No trail is ever lived alone, even if alone it is walked. To be your own self, don't feel like you have to emotionally distance yourself from them if they care. and even so, they'll know setting boundaries is fair. And love is there just where same meets different. Okay. As always, breathe the words in. Is there anything that they made you feel or think? Ways you were able to connect them to your senses? Were there any colors or symbols that you noticed? Meaning you were able to draw? Metaphors, clarity, interpretations? And of course, I have thoughts and behind the scenes notes to share with everyone. So going back to the beginning, this is such a tough collection of feelings. Gratitude, nostalgia, and maybe this subtle irritation of feeling like you should be doing all of these things yourself, and that you're not grown up enough or independent enough if you aren't. And perhaps you're even feeling that you're living in a place under house rules that maybe you no longer subscribe to, which brings your values into the conversation. And all the while, there's this very clear display of love and care, nonetheless shown quite outwardly. And I want to just take a moment to say it's very normal and a good thing, really, to feel kind of all of this at once and to question and be introspective. And though these thoughts and feelings seem as though they are in conflict, they are just coexisting together, and noticing all of them being in the same space is the key ingredient. And there's a moment in the poem where there's this realization of the fact that we're not our parents' tentacles, shall we say. Though, like the poem says, there is a we when it comes to love, even if there is a more prominent I in things where there previously weren't. There's a little bit of a separation. But what does this mean, I think, is a good question to sit with, and one that I don't necessarily have an answer for. And there's also this simultaneous feeling of wanting to run away, get away, leave behind, and yet also mourn. So this feeling of immense gratitude, love, care, appreciation, and awareness of parents who offer a loving, though of course imperfect, place to land, perhaps even hoping you'll choose to stay, all while still encouraging you to go, take risks, grow, and fly. And that's a very, shall we say, emotion-rich, sad in ways, thing to hold. And now, kind of seeing that even if there are trails in the forest that you'll walk alone, no journey in its entirety is ever fully lived alone. And to be value aligned, you don't have to distance yourself from people who perhaps don't fully align or understand your choices simply for those reasons, unless, of course, there's harm caused. I think boundaries and conversation are amazing, needed, but you can still love and accept or offer care from or to these people, in this case of the poem, your parents, and recognize that they're a part of you. And distance doesn't equal severed or separate, and diverged and changed doesn't equal new. And I think those are important things to think about and, you know, again, sit with as all of these emotions and feelings and rigidities and things are coming up. And I will note, however, that sometimes ending relationships, even with our parents or guardians or closest family members, is necessary, and that not everyone has truly loving family in the way that this poem depicts, there are very key differences here. Unsafe and uncomfortable aren't the same. And some harms do evade setting boundaries and cannot be healed safely or maybe ever at all. And it is 100% okay to come to that conclusion as well. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you didn't try hard enough to mend things. So with all of those notes, I will take us back to the beginning of the poem and read it once more. When I hiked through my front door after the first 4-month block away, I noticed I'd split in half. I'd changed and grown, but home, it hadn't, no. And I'm navy blue here, where everyone waits to cater to me, cook me veggie lasagna, wash my boxers, vacuum my bedroom floor, vinegar my sink, scrub my soiled dishes, help me pay for doctor's visits, groceries. It's comfortable, familiar, and safe. Yet suffocated, stunted, trapped. Never in danger, but not free. Where and when are my parents not part of me? In different things I now see and believe. I want to feel I'm nearly 20, yet in loving, always we. Why is it far that I want to run from here and fast to separate fear from mournful tears? Of anger, no, of confliction, bittersweet, to see and hear them offering a tender nest of sharing love while speaking to my soul. Take risks, grow, fly, yes. My mistake, I know, was thinking I was new, fresh, crisp, green against the pale, stale beige of the same house, same parents. No trail is ever lived alone, even if alone it is walked. To be your own self, don't feel like you have to emotionally distance yourself from them, if they care. And even so, they'll know. Setting boundaries is fair. And love is there, just where same meets different. All right. Thank you so much for listening, for engaging. And please, as always, let me know in the comments on Instagram or via email any of your thoughts or feelings. And if you would like to share your moment or memory on the podcast, you can head to tinyurl.com/bravingthewaves, which is also linked in the show notes. And a reminder too that you can also submit a topic that you'd like me to discuss in a poem instead of sharing a personal experience. And as well, the written versions of each poem from the episode are posted on my Substack each week, which is mcbrew.substack.com. And that's also linked for you in the show notes. But sometimes it's nice, I know, to have either the written version or the audio version, or for anyone who has difficulty in either of those ways, they're both available, audio and the written version. So I hope that you'll check everything out and enjoy this conversation, this episode, especially for our students engaging with Unsinkable and Resolve, or anyone else that this is helpful, specifically at this time of the year when things are wrapping up at school and maybe you're coming home for a longer period of time and thinking about many of these things, as I know I did during those periods of my life. So thank you again. I hope that your week ahead is as good and joyful as it can be, and I will see you next Monday. Take care. Thanks, everyone. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Braving the Waves podcast. you can find more information about this week's content, resources, and related links in the show notes. If you enjoyed this episode, we would love it if you subscribed, shared, or left a review and followed us on socials. And lastly, don't ever forget that you are unsinkable. Just being here, listening, helps you swim and keep your boat afloat. Thanks, everyone. Take care.